All right, welcome back from recess to our Daggett County Commission and RDA meeting. It is 9:56. We're on item number 2, discussion and consideration of Daggett County / Lucerne Marina ADA improvements.
It's the exact same contract from Jones and DeMille that we did for Sheep Creek last week.
So approval of an assignment order to Jones and DeMille Engineering in the amount of $200,000 for the Lucerne Marina ADA improvements engineering project.
How much was it for the Sheep Creek one?
200.
So a total of 400,000?
Yes. All of it from Outdoor Rec. It's two separate projects for surveys and engineering.
Right. And then do we have any in kind with that? Straight grant.
Straight grant.
I make a motion to approve the assignment order to Jones and DeMille in the amount of $200,000 for the purposes of planning and site review. Of the Lucerne boat ramp improvements. For ADA as well as general public, really, access to their boats and to the water. Is Lucerne participating in this as
yes.
well?
Yeah, Jerry and Jessica, all of them, we've had many.
Just because of the interrelated?
Yes, we made sure that they've been included in everything. Jones and DeMille has got some started plans that we've already gone over with everybody to add all of any additional information before anything can get finalized on it. Jerry and the Forest Service, me, Jones and DeMille, and then there's a private citizen who's very much in favor of all of this.
He's been kind of a Kickstarter. Yeah.
Yes.
And this is at multiple water levels, I assume.
Yes.
In terms of...
Yeah, this is to get... part of it is to get a pathway, because there is no pathway for ADA that's accessible at Lucerne whatsoever. At this point in time, used to, but it's deteriorated. So it's to get a pathway, a pavilion, and then a separate small courtesy dock on the opposite side of the cove. And it could require excavation of that one hillside. We need to study and all that.
Didn't they do some ADA stuff on the far end of the,
yes.
on the south end?
Yes, there is a... that's what we're working on getting the pathway, is they did put in a chair lift so that an ADA person could be put in the chair and lifted into a boat.
Yeah.
It's on the Forest Service's dock, and Jerry and Jill did the lift on it. But there's really no way to get somebody from the parking lot to that lift very easily. Especially if, not if they're wheelchair bound.
Great.
Second.
Good job. Thank you. Started questioning too quick.
All right. We have a motion and a second to approve the assignment order to Jones and DeMille for the Lucerne Marina ADA Improvements Project, designing, engineering, and planning. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Item number 3, discussion and consideration of no target shooting in unincorporated lands in Daggett County.
With him not being here and without verbiage, unless Kent's got something.
I don't have anything right this very minute. I can put something together. I didn't realize that this... It wasn't already prepared. Who put this on the agenda?
Sheriff Bailey did. He asked for it to be put on last week.
and then said that he could possibly get his documentation, and then we never got any.
You say he, you fail. I don't know who he was.
Sheriff Bailey.
Okay, I'll get with the sheriff, and we'll get something together. If you would kindly table this until next week, we'll get this taken care of.
No target shooting in unincorporated lands in Daggett County showed up on the agenda this week. Is that something you want to speak to, or are you good with us tabling it another week?
If we could table it a week, I will get you language for an actual. Do you want it as an ordinance or just a resolution? I think we could do it as a resolution or an ordinance for this year so we could have it enforceable.
Okay, it's an ordinance, whether it be an ordinance. I'm speaking to the sheriff. I'm going to put you on speaker if you're good with it for a second. And
okay.
Then tell everybody what your thought is, and then maybe you'll also hear what Kent was saying.
What's Kent saying?
Kent, do you want to repeat a little bit? He couldn't hear you.
Sheriff, do you want to do this as an ordinance? Do you already have language, or are we just going to do this as a resolution for this year for fire safety reasons?
I think just as a resolution for now, just because of the fire danger is all we need. And
okay.
I think do it in conjunction with the state on their wildlife management units, since they've banned it. That was just kind of what I was thinking, was just piggyback or whatever on there and just ban it as an extra step to ensure our safety, or try to ensure our safety for our county lands.
But while keeping the shooting range functional,
yeah. The shooting ranges, I think that's a different animal, because it's, you know, it's prepared and everything for shooting. There's no, short of an errant round, you know, that's, it's prepared and it's prepped for safety for the fires. So I think we're okay, and the shooting range should be left out.
What I can do is, we'll do it as an ordinance and just adopt the language from the Forest Service.
If we do it as an ordinance.
Not Forest Service, it's DWR.
DWR, okay.
If we do an ordinance, we're going to have notice requirements and public hearings.
Oh, that's right.
A resolution might be the quickest way to go.
Yeah, I think that's all we need. And I apologize, we reached out to Utah County and we wanted their verbiage, and we haven't gotten any response yet.
Maybe that's something, Ken, in your spare time, if you've got a contact at Utah County, maybe that would help speed it up.
And I don't know that they have a lot of spare time either, but maybe if I can find some spare time this week with everything going on, I'll try to reach out to Sheriff Smith and see what I can get.
And then get it on the agenda again for next week?
Or the week after.
Don't put it on the agenda till the paperwork comes in?
Yeah, let's wait.
Okay.
So, but I think if we just do it as a resolution is what we need, and then we can look at it if we need to tighten it down as far as an ordinance later on. That would be my thought.
Sounds good.
Could you hear him, Kent?
I did, and I think that's a great thing. We can do that.
Okay, sorry to interrupt your training, sir, but thank you for your attention.
Fine. You're fine. Okay, thanks.
Yep, bye-bye.
Well, welcome, Mayor.
Thank you.
How are you today?
What brings me here today?
I said, how are you? But
oh, I'm just happy.
But do you have anything for us specific today?
What part of this are we in?
Did we decide
policy and legislation?
Do we need to clear that off, though?
Sure.
So I'll make a motion to remove it from the agenda for now until the appropriate paperwork is brought into agendize it again. So I don't know if it's a table or...
Yeah, we'll table it.
I'll second it as a table.
A motion and a second has been made to table item number 3 until we are prepared to bring it back. All in favor?
Okay.
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Item number 4 Discussion and consideration of purchase request to see change for election envelopes in the amount of $5,737.48.
Just a quick question for Carrie on this one. The copy we have doesn't show auditor's approval or not. Are you good with it?
I haven't seen it yet.
Okay. Yeah, it doesn't have the coding or anything on it. Your call.
It is. Is she available?
I'm sure she is. Randy said my name and I can make her available. Does that work?
Randy said what?
I am not giving you the good deal.
Talk about throwing you under the bus.
Wow. Very good. All right, we'll table item number four. Item number five, discussion and consideration of purchase request for the 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 in the amount of $25,000. This is to Bank Corp.
So there should be a sole source with that as well.
Thank you.
I'll sell you a 3500 GMC for 2000 more. Better truck, more comfortable, all more.
What year?
Same year.
2,000 less and we could talk.
Kicked by an elf, so it would be a dent in the door, so I don't know.
Well, 5,000 less and we could probably talk.
This is between you two. I'm not getting into any elf processing.
I'll help you. What do you need, Andy? Reliable vehicle. This one is.
Is this a purchase? Is this to buy out the lease?
Yes.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Second.
Motion and a second has been made to approve the purchase request to Bank Corp for the purchase of a 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 custom crew cab, and also approve the sole source request. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And will this truck stay with the way it's been being used, or is it being assigned to a specific department?
No, it stays
in the motor pool.
Yeah.
Okay.
Item six, discussion and consideration of leasing two new 2026 Toyota RAV4 hybrids.
I wonder, Trevor, is he aware of this, Jack? Have you heard him say anything about the RAV? He's not on the...
I have not. Was he a part of the conversation? Is one of them his to be replaced? And has he been a part of the conversation?
Well,
he's been part of the email chain.
Okay. Yeah, I probably have too, and I apologize.
And he talked to me about keeping him informed on delivery dates, so...
Okay.
And I think he did reply to one of the chains and say he was okay with the 3 years or 36 months.
Okay.
But there won't be a fight over color this year. They're both white.
You can have any color that you want as long as it's white.
Yeah, I hope your delivery dates are sooner than mine was. I started in February.
Really?
And got it about 2 weeks ago.
With the same outfit?
Yes.
Did they tell you it was going to be delivered?
Yes. Starting in February.
Yeah, we've been waiting on these for a while. We've had to pay month-to-month leases on these for about 4 months.
Well, you're nicer than I am. I wouldn't pay them until I got my car.
Yeah, but did you have a car? We had a car that we were...
Yeah, the town's never had one.
So we had one that we were... We replaced one. So we had...
Yeah, we paid month-to-month on the... current vehicles that we're using, not on these new ones that we don't have yet.
Yeah, we haven't had to pay anything on the new ones.
Yeah, I wasn't going to start paying it until I got the car.
Do you want me to call Trevor and get a confirmation?
Or well, no, it's good? Okay. I haven't talked to Gary about Trevor being involved, so I just wanted to make sure that he... And he is aware, so...
And he's been communicating, so...
And it was supposed to be this week that they were going to deliver.
Okay.
So we might have to put the mayor on charge going after it.
Yeah, maybe she can be in charge of our fleet for us, huh?
Yeah.
No.
She sounds like, you know, she could get the job done.
No. Fine.
So we'll make a motion to approve. Is it both or one?
Both.
Yeah, they should both be there, and there should be a highlighted one on each of them that shows which a number goes to which department. We just need to make sure that when they get delivered that those match.
So I'll make a motion to approve item 6. The leasing of two new 2026 Toyota RAV4 hybrids.
I'll second.
Motion and a second has been made to approve the lease of two new 2026 Toyota RAV4 hybrids through the Bank Corp. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Item number 7, discussion and consideration of purchase order for WeRecoverData.com in the amount of $8,022.20.
And this has a sole source request with it as well? Yes.
It does, thank you.
Make a motion to approve. Purchase
second.
Order from Kerry for WeRecoverData. In the amount of $8,022.20.
A motion and a second has been made to approve the purchase request and the sole source request to WeRecoverData.com in the amount of $8,022.20. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item number 8, discussion and consideration of purchase request from the road department. It should be probably the weed department, but for the purchase of a chemical in the amount of $3,021.80. I don't believe this needs to be approved by the commission based on the amount. Is that correct, Gary? This is probably one that I was just supposed to approve.
If it's not over $5,000, you don't have to
approve
it in the commission.
Okay, so I'll take care of that administratively. Item number 9, discussion and consideration of purchase order from the road department to the tire den in the amount of $10,184.89. And this is... uh
That's the request.
Okay, did we take care of 11? And when we had Trevor?
Yes, that one they asked to be put on both agendas.
Oh, that's right. Okay.
Because that's...
Yeah, because of the funding. The funds, one project, but different funds.
So I believe we need approval for both.
Right. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I was just getting ahead of the game. Make a motion to approve the purchase request to Tire Den for the repair of the 93 International Dump Truck at $10,184.89.
Second. A motion and a second has been made to approve the purchase request to the Tire Den in the amount of $10,184.89. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item 10, discussion and consideration of Dyke County's election requirements for this year's Secure Rural Schools, SRS Acts, and funds. This is actually a ratification of an approval that happened last week to continue with our current election for SRS.
I'll make a motion to ratify that approval for
second
election requirements for this year's Secure Rural Schools Act.
Motion and a second has been made to ratify the approval of the continuation of election requirements for this year's SRS funds. All in favor?
Aye.
And then item number 11, we also discussed in our MBA meeting, discussion and consideration of change order PATR-0001 for new doors for the Dutch John Water Treatment Plant project in the amount of $5,192.
So with the discussion that was held during the MBA, in order to the refit for those doors on the old water treatment plant, which is within the scope of both funding sources, but it is within the tank project and the water treatment, I'll make a motion to approve.
A motion and a second has been made to approve change order PATR-0001 in the amount of $5,192. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Mayor Knight, what do you have for us today?
Nobody's here that I needed to talk to.
Who do you need to talk to?
Talk to us. I needed a deputy or the sheriff. I just received as I was leaving the office, and I think it's a sheriff's issue. Evidently, there's people shooting air guns in town.
Air guns, which is similar...
I'm thinking it's like a pellet gun.
What law are they breaking?
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
That's why I'm asking. That's why I'm here.
Have you talked to your town attorney to?
No, I have. I just received this 20 minutes ago.
Can you property damage? Anyone get hurt?
Children are having air guns with and without adult stupid vision. Yes, that's spelled the way I wanted it. Firing air guns in city limits is unwise. Firing them across roads is illegal by state law.
And catch you across the road.
Hanging bottles and cans on the fence and shooting them towards you, dog, is beyond stupid. But I don't know if there's a law.
Are we talking pellet guns or are we talking airsoft guns?
He just says air gun usage. So maybe I better clarify whether it's a pellet gun or an air gun.
I would talk to the sheriff or to Leonard and see. I'm afraid if it's airsoft, you probably don't have anything, but perhaps if it's pellet guns, we may have. When I say we, it really would be a city ordinance.
Sure. It's a town issue. It's just, I was hoping I had a deputy here or somebody that could give me help.
Right. And shooting across a road or highway, at least in the unincorporated, without reading the rule to make sure I'm right, but I'll deal with Ken.
You never shoot across a road.
Well, there's rules that way, but I don't know that that law in particular isn't related to firearms.
Well, I had to quit shooting gophers in my field because people started building houses around me.
And without their permission, you could get their permission to fire and be okay, other than whatever your town rules are.
Yeah, unless I was to shoot out a window. And I need to find out who do I need to talk to borrow the roller to break up the mounds on the room. Sean?
Oh, the...
The county
board. The compactor.
Yeah.
Let's just coordinate that with Sean.
Okay, I can do that. Those are my only two things, and then I have to make this baby.
Thank you for gracing us with your presence.
I'd love to. Are we on line for the meeting next Monday?
Yep, and just to clarify, that's just a virtual meeting.
I believe so. I haven't seen anybody come. All I've got is an invite, so I'm assuming
that's all I've got, too. So 1 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. And then I've got a meeting with numerous engineers out of Sunrise. We're moving forward on Unicheta. And we'll get with Sean in that meeting as well, because they're going to have to tear up part of Unicheta and re-asphalt it.
Specific to the sewer improvements.
Yes.
Yeah. Very good.
People have sent in their maps of where they want their laterals put. So.
Good.
And they're just trying to get all the engineers together. So I'm excited about that.
That's good. Yeah, thank you for that work.
I wish we could get the RV dump going in that direction, too.
Thank you.
He was gracing my dreams last night.
All right. I believe that is everything that's been outlined on the agenda. Is there anything else that we need to discuss today or need for a closed session that I'm not aware of? Kent?
Must be having problems with my mute today. I just found out that I was muted and then not muted. So if you heard me talking to my sweet wife, I apologize.
You did not.
Okay. So, no, there's nothing that we need to talk about today that I'm aware of. And I will be in county for the remainder of this week and also for about half of next week.
All right. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carrie.
Randy, anything else?
Nope.
Jack?
Good.
Courtney, what did we miss?
Nothing.
I don't believe that. But.
No, I think we got everything.
Okay.
Hopefully.
All right.
We'll put it on next week, right?
Yep. Okay. Well, then I will adjourn the meeting by acclamation at 10:26. Thank you.
Good meeting.
How you doing, Mom?